Right. Andre Hughes will check back into the game along with Maurice Coleman for the Greyhounds. Devin Pullum will check out for a breather. Garza checks back in for the Aggies. Free throw up and free throw is good. And now full court pressure being put on by the Greyhounds. Coleman looks, lobs, gets the ball up the court to Lalleman, cross courts the ball to Parker. Greyhounds do a good job of breaking the press here. Parker looks, he's going to go up with an NBA three. Nothing but net for Zach Parker. That was Steph Curry range, and the Greyhounds trail by one with 11:30 to go. McCants gets the ball to Buchanan. Buchanan looking. Cross-courts the ball to McCants. McCants out front to Lofton. Lofton over the screen to Buchanan. Buchanan is going to come over the screen, set by Wilkins. Tries to get the ball down to Wilkins. Wilkins pivots, hits the cutter, and that is going to be McCants that is going to get fouled. They lob the ball, and let's see, that is going to be against 25. That's going to be against Hughes. I don't think they can say that that was on the shot. Nope. Going to be out of bounds time. That's a good call. So, it will be out of bounds time. So they got the ball in bounds. Out front, they cross-court the ball to Hadley, is checked in the game. Nadir back in the game, gets the ball to Buchanan. Buchanan looks, now Nadir, pump fakes on the wing to McCants, cross-courts the ball to Buchanan. Down low to Wilkins. Wilkins looking, backs in and has the ball stripped out of his hands. The Greyhounds can get the lead back. Coleman in the front court. Little set-a-step move. Now he's going to come over the screen. Splits the defense. Goes up under the back. Oh, and the Greyhounds throw the ball away. Tough break. They would have had an easy shot, and they threw the ball away. Into the front court. Here's Buchanan. Buchanan coming over the screen. Being guarded by Coleman. Looking. Goes out front to McCants. Back to Buchanan. Buchanan comes over the screen, takes the ball to the free throw line, and the ball's stolen away by Hughes. Hughes gets the ball out front to Sean Shelton. Shelton dribbling, looks, swings out to Coleman. Greyhounds can get the lead with 10:15 to go here in the first half. Coleman, a cool customer, dribbling the ball, goes out front to Hughes. Hughes looking over the defense, now to Coleman, down low to Lalleman. Lalleman to Coleman, and Coleman is going to be on the baseline. And let's see, that is going to be, I believe, a turnover. They're going to say that Coleman just stepped out of bounds. We were of the opinion he had gotten forced out of bounds, but it's not so much the case. So, it will be out of bounds to the Aggies. 10:03 to go here in the first half. Well, there we go. The Greyhounds had a chance to get the lead, but could not convert. And Buchanan will bring the ball up the court for the Aggies. Gets the ball on the wing to Nadir. Nadir to Hadley. Hadley looks over the defense. High posts the ball to Jones. Jones down to Hadley. Lays it up and in. That was a really good give and go. And the freshman from Australia, as they would say, sound like Crocodile Dundee, just got the reverse pass and laid it up and in. Sean Shelton, a little bit slow getting on the defense. Thompson's back in the game for the Greyhounds. Gets the ball to Coleman. Coleman is going to come off the screen. Looks on the wing to Parker. Parker, three ball on the way. Nothing but net for Zach Parker. The three ball, and the Greyhounds have tied it up with 9:15 to go in the first half. Parker picking right up where he left off. There's a lob to Wilkins, who throws down the slam dunk. Good court recognition by the Aggies as the Greyhounds have left Wilkins being aware of the dribble drive penetration. Maldonado back in the game for the Greyhounds. Looks, hits the cutter, and the ball is going to be stolen away by Hadley. Hadley gets the ball to Buchanan. Buchanan in the front court. Down the court, they get the ball to Wilkins. Wilkins looks for the cutter. Goes out front to Buchanan. Buchanan back to Wilkins. Wilkins with a huge height advantage against Maldonado. Gets the ball in the corner. Buchanan, three ball on the way. Nothing but net for Buchanan. Sean Buchanan buries the three ball. They broke the double team. Coleman is going to get fouled. That is going to be against Buchanan. With 8:26 to go here in the first half, Greyhounds trailing 22-17. And we've got a substitution checking into the game. That is going to be Hughes checking in for our game, Lalleman. Yeah, the Greyhounds had tied it up on the three ball from Zach Parker, and then, unfortunately, a slam dunk on a three by New Mexico State gives them a five-point lead. Thompson gets the ball inbounds to Coleman. Coleman dribbling, 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 dribbling. Comes over the screen, set by Hughes, takes the ball in the lane, has his shot swatted, but gets the ball right back. Coleman, pump fakes, baseline shot by Hughes, up and good. Andre Hughes buries the J, and the Greyhounds have cut the lead down to three. Into the front court, there's going to be a ball that's going to be tipped, and they are going to say last touch by the Greyhounds. Greyhounds trying to dislodge the pass down in the interior, and thought they had hit it off an Aggie, but the referee begged to differ. Here's Nadir inbounding the ball, the young man from France. Gets the ball to Wilkins, right back to Nadir. Nadir, lefty, goes up with a three, and he is going to get fouled beyond the arc.
31, nothing allowed to land, three shots coming.
And that is going to be three free throws, but first we're going to have a timeout. So with the Greyhounds trailing by three, let's send it back for a 30. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on 105.9 KSL Country.